appreciate prayer. Ask a continued interest in your prayers as we come before you. As we sing that song, I need thee every hour, I need thee. We need the Lord all the time. Sometimes what changes is not our need of the Lord. What changes is that sometimes we realize more at other times that we need Him. We need Him all the time. We need Him just as much all the time. But at times we realize more than at others how much we do need the Lord. We stand in need of His help today as we come before you. And we do ask for your continued prayers that God would bless us as we continue together, that we might glean something from His Word that would be for our benefit, but most of all, that we might, by coming together, worship and serve His high and holy name in our songs, in our prayers, even in our thoughts as we think upon the greatness and the goodness of the God that is our Father in heaven. We're God's children. We belong to Him. He sent His Son to die for us. He paid the sin debt for His children on the cross. We are God's children. That's the good news of the gospel. When everything else in life overwhelms us, and when life becomes at times more than we can deal with, it's good for us to remember, always good to remember, that we are God's children, that He does care for us, and that He does love us. This morning I'd like to continue in the book of 2 Peter. Lord willing, we'll look at the third chapter of 2 Peter today. We can't deal with everything that's in this third chapter, but we'd like to get the overview of it. Peter here writes to the brethren. He describes them, this second epistle, beloved. He describes them as the beloved. You remember when he started out, he talked about those that had obtained like precious faith with us. And those that God's divine power in the first chapter, the third verse, have given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. This word beloved means loved of God. Peter is writing this epistle to the loved of God. That's God's children. And he's writing to them, and he's warning them, as we've seen in the preceding chapters, about error, about false teachers, about those that deny even the Lord Jesus Christ. And here he continues writing the beloved, loved of God. As a matter of fact, Peter uses that phrase addressing God's children four times. In the first verse, he says, this second epistle, beloved, I'll now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Peter says, beloved, in the first verse. In the second verse, he tells the beloved what? Be mindful. He said, be mindful. Remember these things. You know, Peter had said earlier on in the first chapter, that the time of his departure was about at hand, he said. And he says, I will, in the first chapter, in the 15th verse, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. You know, Peter wanted to remind them of the truths of God. And he says, after my departure, his greatest desire was that after he died, after his departure, that they may have these things in remembrance. You know, That's my greatest desire. That's the greatest desire, I believe, of any minister of the gospel. That's the greatest desire of a parent that tries to teach their children good and right things and how to live life and how to deal with others and how to walk with God.
is that if they're gone, that their children might remember those things and have them in remembrance. If Peter cared about those that were loved of God, that had a like precious faith that he did, and his desire was that the beloved, in the second verse, may be mindful of the words. He wanted them to remember the things of God. It's important for us to remember the things of God and keep the things of God in mind. And Peter encouraged them in this regard to remember, think about these things. You remember he said in one occasion, the Word of God says, whatsoever things are lovely and pure and things of good report, those sort of things. He says, think on these things. There are some good things to think on. And Peter reminds them to think on these things and remember the Word of God. And he reminds them that the Word of God came, that you might be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior. He says, remember what the prophets wrote. Remember what we, the apostles, wrote. Remember what our Savior said and taught. Remember these things. They'll help us in life. We need them in life. We need them as we travel along life's way in our journey through this strange pilgrim land that we travel through. And Peter reminds them. He says, I want you to remember this. As you remember this, let me warn you about something. He says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. He says they'll come in the last days. Is that something that we're to look forward to? That's going to occur sometime off in the future? Or is it something that is occurring now? That depends on when are the last days. If you go back in the book of Hebrews, in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews, in the very second verse of the first chapter, it says, speaking of the prophets and of the fathers and of God, it says, hath in these last days spoken to us by His Son. You know, that tells us when the last days began. When God spoke to us by His Son. When the Son of God came to earth. And the last days, we're in the last days now. The last days, when that phrase is used in the Bible, it refers to the time between the first advent and the second advent of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The last days began when Jesus was here on earth. They're going on now, and they'll continue until they end when Jesus comes back to earth again. We are in the last days. We don't know when the last day will be, but we're in the last days. And that's what Peter's writing about here. And he says, during these last days, scoffers will come, walking after their own lust. He said, there are going to come those that question the Word of God. There are going to come those that question the walk of God. He says, they'll walk off after their own lust. They don't want to be ruled by the things of God. They don't want to live by the principles taught in God's Word. They won't have anything to do with the truths taught in God's Word. They want to be their own God. They want to believe what they want to believe. They want to do what they want to do. He said, these scoffers will come, those that deny the truth. And he says, they'll not only come in the last days, walking after their own lusts. They'll say, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. These scoffers will come, he says. They're with us now. They're in the world today. And they said, the scoffers will say, where's Jesus? I thought that Jesus taught He would come back to earth again to gather together His children. Where is He? Where is the promise of His coming? Where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Do you notice what the scoffers say? You know, they use the right words. Do you notice? They talk about creation. They talk about the fathers. They talk about their death as a falling asleep. You know, factually, they're right about a lot of things. They use the right biblical words. They use the right terms. But they're questioning the truths taught in God's Word. And there are many today that teach ever that they use the right words. Now they'll use words like grace, and they'll use words like election, and they'll use all sorts of biblical true words, but they question the truths taught in God's Word. And He says these scoffers will come, and they'll question, where is Jesus? I thought He was coming back again. And He says in the fifth verse, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world then